This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside the loft at UC San Diego with
Ryan McFun from the Ruby Suns.
Started the Ruby Suns, you also played in a couple other bands in New Zealand. How would you describe the music scene over there?
Well, it's really varied. There's a lot of different people doing a lot of different things. There's no one kind of big scene, and there's a really limited amount of people that go to shows in New Zealand, so the chances of you sort of blowing up or something like that are basically slim to none, because there isn't really anywhere to go for playing live music, really, other than getting a couple hundred people to a show. That's kind of the farthest you go, unless you want to be really commercial. So that, I think that drives people to do really what they want to do. So sometimes you get, well, there's a lot of sort of weird bands and or peculiar bands in New Zealand, which makes it pretty exciting.
So do you want to be really commercial?
Well, not in the sense that I'm talking about. Like, the stuff that's popular and really popular in New Zealand is like hard rock and commercial rock and stuff like that. And that's, I'm not really into that. I really like commercial R&B and hip hop and stuff, but not rock so much.
If you could grab together a couple bands from New Zealand, sort of be like, this is NZ, let's go, and go on tour, who would they be?
They'd probably be my friends, like Signer and the Sneaks and Lawrence Arabia, the Mint Chicks, Conan Moccasin,
How has international travel influenced your music? Do you have, like, particular sounds for particular places?
Not so much. That's kind of a hard question to answer, because I can't really say what influences what. I do end up being kind of creative when I am traveling, and certainly when there's a little bit of time off on, say, a tour or the couple of trips I've done in the last few years where I haven't been touring. I think just having time to myself and not touring, when I'm traveling, anyway, yeah, I think I just get sort of creative. When I'm at home, I think I tend to just sort of get stuck in little routines, and sometimes it's hard to be creative within that. I think that's a big reason why I do get ideas when I'm sort of out of my comfort zone, I guess.
So, your latest album just was released in the U.S. a few weeks ago, or maybe days ago, actually.
Last week.
Yeah. And it's called Fight Softly. How would you describe it? What would you like to say about this?
To me, it's a pop album. I'm only trying to make songs that are catchy, but I really like bands that kind of push production techniques and stuff like that in pop music. So I was just trying to make, you know, catchy music that's interesting to listen to, that has depth. And that can come from either interesting sounds or interesting composition. And that was really my main goal, to make an interesting pop album that people could appreciate. And one that could be appreciated on like after several listens. Because I think my favorite music is stuff that takes quite a while to get into. Maybe on the third listen, something starts to click. So I think I was trying to do that, like not making it too immediate so that you can't get sick of it.
Right. So how does this new release reflect growth as a musician as compared to like Sea Lion?
I was trying out a lot of new techniques, I guess with production. I was trying new sounds and also trying to sort of change what I had done, and I didn't want to make the same album twice. So I just took a different approach and wanted to make a more electronic album, because that was kind of that, and that just reflects the stuff that I was listening to. In some ways, I tried to make the songs a little bit more concise than I had done previously, but while trying to make them interesting still. Actually, now that I'm thinking about the songs, the structures of the songs are still quite weird, which can be quite jarring for some people because they need kind of verse-chorus kind of thing, and I only sometimes do that, that sort of thing. But I think, yeah, I just think the songs are stronger and they have more depth than most of the stuff that I've done before.
Mentioned that you wanted the album to have interesting sounds. Is there a particular sound in life that you really enjoy? Like, what's your favorite one?
Sound. I really like synthesizers and the myriad of sounds that a lot of synthesizers can make. There's particular synthesizer. Well, I could name. This is kind of dorky, but I could name a synthesizer like a Korg D50, or is it Roland? Oh, I'm not sure. Anyway, the D50 synth. It's from, I think it's from either the late 80s or early 90s. Maybe it's early 90s. But the sounds that can make are just mind-blowing and can make sounds where I can't even describe the sounds.
Well, based on the sounds that the Ruby Suns make, which animal group do you think it would most likely fit into?
A mid-sized bird. Not a hawk or an eagle. A smaller bird, like a kingfisher or something like that.
Is there a particular cause that you would lend your music to? Or if listening to your music could solve a problem in the world, what would it be?
Probably animal rights.
Yeah.
I struggle with like, you know, a lot of people want to help out people in other countries that are suffering and stuff like that. And that's awesome. But it's funny because there's so many problems in their own countries that you never really need to go to another country to help people. But that's probably why I wouldn't necessarily just jump to helping, like, you know, an organization in South America or Africa or something like that, because every time I think about that, I think, well, hang on, what could I do in the country that I'm in or that I live in? So I'd probably do more research about that. Like, and war veterans, there's a huge problem in the States. It's really depressing. Mm-hmm. Because they were treated so, well, at least like Vietnam and stuff, they were treated so poorly by everybody.
Yeah.
when they got back. And those, a lot of those guys are the guys that are like wandering around the streets of areas. Like, my mother lives in Ventura, California. There's a lot of, a fair few homeless people there. And even just one guy that we were at bowling the other night, and this guy was hanging out there and getting really drunk, and he would sort of ramble a little bit, and then every now and then he would say something like that, something like blah 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 blah, and it helps the nightmares or something like that. And then he talked about Vietnam in the next sentence and stuff like that, and that's like a prime example of what I'm talking about. Well, I'm only saying that because he seemed like, maybe he was just wasted that one night, but it was pretty early.
Yeah.
And he was totally blotto. And I don't know. And all he talked about was war and stuff like that. Anyway, but there's a lot of people like that.
Is there an issue more local to you where you're at now that you'd like to focus on?
Well, in Auckland, New Zealand, where I live, there's the SPCA. Animal rights group. There's a really great group in Auckland called SAFE, which is an animal rights group. there's not a huge homeless population in New Zealand, because the New Zealand government is a little bit more socialist than the States, or it's a lot more. Mm-hmm. So the living, like the standard of living, is actually better in New Zealand, because anybody can go on the dole, mm-hmm. and get like a small check from the government every week, and it's enough to eat and live in a crappy flat. And that's what I did for 3 years, and I made albums while I was doing that.
Tunes. If you could contribute a line to the CSS song "Music Is My Hot Hot Sex," what would it be?
All I could think of is saying, "Cumbia is the foreplay." Do you know cumbia music? It's like traditional. Well, it stemmed from traditional folk music, and I can't remember which country, South American country, it came from, but it's basically like a lot of the Spanish stations, like Latin stations that you hear, you can always hear cumbias. It's like Latin dance music, basically. And it's usually kind of slow, but really, really groovy.
Well, I read on your Twitter page that you don't like Lady Gaga. And I'm personally confused as to why everyone thinks she's so great, and so I was just wondering why you don't like her.
Well, I don't like. I think this, like, the songs are really weak. And I really like Britney Spears, and I really like Madonna. I like quite a few other like pop singers out there. I don't know. She really can't dance at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she's the best singer. And she sings really low, which I don't think sounds that good.
Yeah.
But really, I just don't. I don't like the songs, but it's too much. Too much. Some of them are good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it's weird. Well, it's not weird that she blew up, but I think it is kind of weird how big she got, considering, I don't know, I'm just not a huge fan.
Okay.
But I think when I first, heard her first song, I just thought, oh, who's, when I hadn't heard anything about her, I just heard this song, Lady Gaga, and I thought, oh, who's this Britney ripoff, mm-hmm. Whatever. And then she was totally, got totally, totally huge. So I guess I'm warming to her slowly, but I don't think I'll ever really get that into her.
Yeah, I'm glad someone else doesn't like her. I get like death stares.
Right.
Like,
I think it's also timing as well. Like 2 years ago, when the last Britney album came out. I think, a bit more has happened in the last 2 years. I think pop music is trickling down a lot more. Like I think a lot more people, even in the sort of indie world, like if you want to call it that, people that like, more obscure music, I think now are liking commercial pop music a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely had a huge phase where I was just like, anything that was on the radio was shit. And I'd probably not just because it was on the radio, but because I was into like, more obscure sounds. I was trying to find stuff that didn't sound like, that the really clean stuff that you hear on the radio. But my people's musical tastes goes in waves, and now I've in the last couple of years I've preferred to hear the stuff on the radio. Sometimes if it's good,
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's probably a lot of other people that feel the same way. And had Lady Gaga come 2 years ago, maybe she wouldn't have wouldn't have done so well. Well, certainly because the Britney album had come out, and that was really, that was a really good album, but I don't know.
So what are you looking forward to on this tour? Is there anything in particular you like to do when you hit the States?
Well, we want to play some basketball, if we ever get the time. Most of us have done big tours before, and it's easy to get into really bad habits on tours, whether it be eating really shit food, which is very easy to do.
Except in your green room.
Except, yeah. Well, that's why, yeah, we didn't request any soda or any junk food or anything. So we want to eat a little bit more healthy and eat a little bit less than we normally do on tours. I think all of us have gained weight from touring. I'm sure most people do. But we have a basketball, we have a soccer ball. We want to just kind of be a little bit more active. Because sitting in a van for hours and hours every day is a pretty shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes. We just want to be diligent about that. And like, if we see a basketball court, we'll stop and play basketball for 10 minutes or something, and then they keep going. There's obviously we're excited to hit some of the spots that we've been before. Last time I was in Philadelphia, I had a really great time. Mm-hmm. There's a really great bar that has really good veggie like cheese steaks and stuff. I'm excited about that, even though that's pretty shitty food. But when you're in Philly, you have to eat that.
All right. Well, I've got like three silly questions that I ask everyone, and the first one is: do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
For years, I've said totes a lot. I don't know if that originated in New Zealand or whether I picked it up on a trip to the States or not. Because I know a lot of people say it. I say that a lot.
Totes is good.
Totes.
You ever say totes my goats?
Probably. I think I've said that before.
Yeah?
Yeah. I started describing things as killer. A lot of things. Alistair in the band just made fun of me this morning because we were driving past this nice street, and I said, "That's a killer street," and he just thought it sounded funny. But totes would probably be the silly one.
What's your drink of choice?
Jameson's on ice, probably. Yep.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner. In general, I think it's good. I like it.
Would you wear it?
I'm weird about, like, makeup and stuff. Well, not weird about it, but every time, you know, sometimes other people in the band have, like, painted their face or something for a show. And for whatever reason, I think I just get really nervous and feel like people are staring at me.
Which they would be.
Which they would be. And I guess they would be anyway, because you're playing a show. But I don't know. I just get nervous about it. So I think I'd get the same feeling if I was wearing any kind of makeup, I guess. I've always been weird about that for whatever.
Staring at your eyes.
Yeah, which I don't want.